With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It's EV News briefly for the 12th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters, by the way, get access to the Kilowatt Confidential private chat. So if you are a paid-up member on Patreon, $5, $10 to be an exec producer, maybe more a month, depending on how much you want to support this show, you can come and join me inside the private chat room called Kilowatt Confidential on Patreon. US EV sales, according to Kelly Blue Book, were 438,000 units in the third quarter of the year. Not official data. They say volume rose 40% more than the previous quarter and 30% more than the same time last year. 90 EV models on sale to pick from. Model Y leads. Volkswagen Group delivering 252,000 BEVs, pure BEVs, in the third quarter of this year. Their biggest sellers, ID4, ID5 and ID3. Mercedes will ship the CLA with Google's Gemini. And I think that's a really interesting move because you see a lot of AI in Chinese cars, but Mercedes-Benz shipping a very mainstream car like the CLA with Google Gemini, which I, by the way, use all the time. I'm absolutely in love with AI as a sounding board, something to brainstorm with. And I work on my own mostly these days at home making this podcast for you. And so I kind of got first-hand experience, and I do use Gemini all the time. I pay for it. And so it's really, really good now. Now, I still feel a bit wrong talking to my car with other people in the car, but on my own, to have context, to have memory, to be talking about which chargers to go to, and you can ask, oh, is that one quicker? Where should I go? How long will it be? It's very conversational, much better than typical voice in cars, which until now has largely sucked. Mercedes also driving around in the ELF, a bit like an EQV, but this is an experimental vehicle. It's equipped with megawatt charging, also 900 kilowatt charging on a CCS connector, and also some wireless charging to test out those technologies. Nissan's Ariya may be ending in the United States for the new model year, but in Japan, it's actually getting a refresh and a new push. New fronts, new DRLs, new side cladding, and new Google-powered infotainment system. Vehicle to load and more. That refreshed Ariya coming to the home market of Japan. Automakers are ending their programs to try and get you money off a vehicle using the federal tax credit. Ford and GM had both worked with the IRS to work out that if their finance arms bought the cars back off the dealers, they could claim the federal tax credit money, the lease money off, and then have time to then lease those cars back to customers even after September 30th. Now, two Republican senators in the U.S. have written to the Treasury Secretary, calling it bilking the U.S. taxpayer. GM and Ford don't fancy a political fight with Republicans and have both backed away from that scheme. They say that they'll offer other discounts to customers. Ford is cutting price on the F-150 Lightning trims. The STX, which replaced XLT, starts at $65,500. But destination's $2,200 on a Ford now. That seems like a lot of money, destination fees. Tesla is in a little bit of hot water because they have added a Disney promotional advertisement, if you like, for the new Tron Ares movie. Now, it's an in-car visualization to a Tron-style light cycle, all tied to Disney's new movie. The update began rolling out to owners yesterday, and many owners interpreted the change as in-car advertising and actually got quite upset on the internet, saying it diverts attention from more important software work that Tesla should be doing. Well, I understand their point, but if Disney unloaded a load of money on Tesla and said, please promote our Tron movie, what's the problem? As long as, I guess, You either opt out or maybe have to opt in. That's a better way round of doing it. Many people say that this is the start of a broader shift with connected vehicles, including electric cars, where the car makers have access to the vehicles after they've sold them via a wireless connection. And promotional content can clearly be shown on the screen. Look, this is not like the Tesla wouldn't start until you'd watched a 30-second advert like a YouTube video, but still, I'm sympathetic to the complaints of those owners online. And that's Briefly.